Hey, y'all. I'm Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm so happy you found your way to our little corner of the world here at the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. Therapy for Black Girls is the destination for all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women dig a little deeper into the most impactful relationships in our lives, those with our parents, our partners, our children, our friends, and most importantly, ourselves. Each week, we explore topics like managing difficult relationships with our mothers.
We got to stop expecting an elephant to meow because elephants don't meow. You know, cats meow. So we're not shocked when cats meow because that's what they do. That's what their nature is. That's what their character is. So we shouldn't be shocked likewise when a mother who is self-absorbed, or when a mother who's an alcoholic is an alcoholic, or when a mother who is a complainer complains. We shouldn't be shocked because they're in character.
Maintaining self while in romantic relationships.
You might have really been interested in writing, but now you have found that there's something else that's calling your attention, or there's something else that you're really interested in. But again, that it's coming back to that self-reflection piece is the spending time with yourself and figuring out what is it I need most now, and you being your biggest advocate for having those needs met versus, yeah, expecting or anticipating someone or something outside you to guide you in that direction.
Making friends as an adult.
How can I put myself in contexts and spaces which allow for continuous unplanned interaction and shared vulnerability? And so for those people who really like the idea of friendships developing organically, think about like joining an improv class, joining a language class, doing different things to be a part of an environment that allows for those specific ingredients.
And boldly stepping into the life we desire, and not just the one that others desire for us. The most common thing that comes up when I hear people say they're not where they thought they would be is the idea of being partnered or married, having a baby, and an awesome career all by the age of 25. Do you know how many of us were an absolute mess at age 25? When I think back to my younger self, I wanted to have all of this by the age of 23. I guess I was an overachiever with my fantasies. Our goal is to chip away at the stigma related to mental illness and to bring psychology to life with the help of some of our faves from pop culture.
Do you think it was, I miss my friend, I would like for us to get back together? Or do you think it was, oh, there are all these things I want to talk through and Molly is the only one I can talk to, so more coming from a selfish place?
Honestly, I think it may have been a combination. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Molly is her oldest standing friend who also knows a lot of what went on with her and Lawrence the first time around.
Right.
So there is that piece. And I think that may have brought back a certain level of nostalgia of missing being able to just sort of hang out with her, talk to her, be in space and be in community with her. I think that she did miss Molly. Mm-hmm. Because even though all this stuff has been happening, she did not bring it up.
Join the conversation every Wednesday morning and be sure to share it with your girls, because you'll definitely want to talk about it later in the group chat. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care.